In this last decade, I have won Marconi, which is kind of the radio Oscar, if you will. And it is one award that sits on my desk that I cherish. I really do. To be able to have won a Marconi is pretty amazing. It's just an amazing thing. But I went to speak at a radio convention on Friday. And nobody on my staff told me, because they're all weasels. But I spoke, and they didn't tell me that I was receiving the Andrew Ashwood Award. And the Andrew Ashwood Award, Andrew was a friend of mine, and he was an amazing man and a good, decent guy. And everybody loved him. And well, he died way prematurely. And so every year they give away the Andrew Ashwood Award. And I finished my speech, and the guy who runs the convention said, "Hold on just a second, we have something for you." And they start talking about the Andrew Ashwood Award. And I don't even remember what the guy said. You have the audio of this?
Yeah.
Not of my speech.
I don't have the whole speech. I have him presenting you the award, and then your very brief acceptance of the award.
I was
do you remember what you said?
I do remember what I said, and it was the only thing I could think of, and it was because it was exactly what I felt, and well, you go ahead and play it.
All right.
Andrew Ashwood was a radio guy. He was such a mensch. He was the kind of positive, helpful, decent guy that the people who knew him are still in mourning, and they created this award to exemplify, well, basically being a decent person in this business. It's not about the accomplishments. It's not about any particular thing. It's just, you're the kind of guy. I wish we had more of you in the business. Gabe is a previous winner. Bruce Gilbert is here as a previous winner. Rick Scott's a previous winner. I was honored last year, and now next year, you will present it to somebody who you think exemplifies the tradition of Andrew Ashwood.
As a guy who... excuse my language, as a whole for most of my life. That's very kind. Thank you.
I will tell you that that's all I could think of, is because that's who I used to be. And it took me by surprise. And I know it doesn't mean anything to you as a listener, but I'm telling you this story for a reason. The Marconi is a big deal in my business, and a business that I wanted to be in since I was 13 years old, since I was 8. And that's a big deal. This is a bigger deal to me because, especially on my 50th birthday weekend, it marks that you can change. That no matter what you've done in your life, no matter who you are or who you think you are, when I was 30, I knew who I was, and it was a bad guy. But that was a lie. I was a good guy that had gone wrong. And it was really hard, and I spent a long time just praying. I don't want to be this guy anymore. Just help me not be that guy. Help me be a good, positive force. And it's taken 20 years to get there, kind of. I'm going to beat you to the punch. Kind of. A little bit. I mean, it's your birthday. We'll let it slide.
Only a real jerk would ruin that punchline.
Yeah. but I just want you to know that wherever you are in your life today, whether you feel like, I don't want to be the person I am, then change it. You can. you can make dramatic changes in your life. Whether you're somebody who says, I've wasted my life and I'm not doing what I should have been doing, or I've missed all these opportunities, or nobody else will give me a chance, or I just want to make up for lost time, you can do it. You can do it.